You are listening to WMUC FM College Park. Ending off Sean Mon's was The Plastic Guru by Gorillaz. Now, before I begin my show for Pop Past and Present today, I want to play a PSA. My friend Ava took me out for a walk on Saturday, and I want to dedicate this to her job at Community Forklift. So here's Community Forklift.
Community Forklift is a nonprofit secondhand store for home goods and building materials. Shop sustainably for low-cost modern and vintage furniture, art, lumber, hardware, and more for your home or project. Moving out? Consider donating your reusable materials. Community Forklift is located 10 minutes from College Park down Route 1 in Hyattsville. Follow Community Forklift on Instagram to see the latest thrifted finds and visit www.communityforklift.org for salvage store hours.
What a fascinating organization. Anyway, today I wanted to talk about one of my favorite, like, record labels and collectives, and, like, it's a group that I think really changed, like, my listening habits, especially, like, I think back in middle school is when I first learned about them, and they've since gone on to release so much music that I hold near and dear and think has inspired so much. Today I want to talk about the record label and music collective known as PC Music. Founded in 2013 by producer A.G. Cook, it kind of started as a way for him to experiment with, like, pushing many, like, 90s, 2000s, 2010s, like, pop tropes to the extreme, touching on a lot of themes of, like, consumerism and, like, the concept of music as a product, before it kind of tapered off into more so of a platform for smaller artists to, like, express their their electronic music in a way that, like, no other real label has allowed them to do, giving artists a lot of freedom and creating some really fascinating songs. And it's just kind of neat how the label shifted from something that was first made to almost be, like, kind of poking fun at music, eventually shift into something that really embraced it. So for the next 3 weeks, I wanted to go over the music that inspired the label this week, a lot of the music that came out during the label next week, and then finally a lot of acts out right now that I think are inspired by it, just because PC Music is such a vast group, and in its 10 years of existence before moving on to just archival work, I think it really was a significant part of the online electronic music space. So to start off, I want to play one of the first songs ever released and one of my absolute favorite, Beautiful by A.G. Cook. Thank you. So a lot of what makes PC music so special is its ability to just take a lot of like tropes of electronic and dance music from like the 90s and the 2000s, and I think really pushed it into something so extreme, especially with a lot of the usage of like vocal pitching or some very specific like super saws and drums. And I find that throughout my like journey of listening to music, I kind of started with PC music, then worked backwards. There's a lot of like very popular artists from the 2000s I just did not listen to like when I was 13, but I did a PC music. And so it's kind of allowed me to go back in time and listen to all these artists. I also think that there's so many artists out there that already were pushing music to the extreme in a song or two in the past. And I wanted to highlight some artists from artists, sorry, excuse me, highlight some songs from artists that we all know that I think really play into a lot of the tropes that PC music is now known for. I wanted to play Radio by Beyoncé, Impressive Instant by Madonna, and Monster by Lady Gaga, because all three songs, which I started listening to after I started listening to PC music, I found like such a clear connection just in the like maximalist electronic production of the three of them. So, here they are.
verses for us, stars. Nothing out there looks the same, the same. You're the one that I've been waiting for. I don't even know your name. Astral bodies drip like wine. All of nature ebbs and flows. Comets across the sky. Can't explain the reasons why. Why is our creation goes?
Yeah.
So that was actually the very first Lady Gaga song I like. Well, obviously, like, her much larger hits from early 2010s, but that was, like, the first song I listened to back when I was, like, 13 that really made me, like, get her, I guess. And I don't know. I just think that that song is maybe her best ever. However, there were some other songs that I heard, an even younger age, that I just was not aware were almost, like, mentally preparing me for PC music. A lot of, like, the earlier works aren't necessarily on the label, but instead just with some frequent collaborators. Because when it first started, it really was just A.G. Cook and some of his friends deciding to make some music together under the same name. One of his first and closest collaborators is the artist Danielle Harrell. He's done a bunch of production for some much larger artists now, like Dua Lipa. But when he first started off, he was making much more, like, almost house-type music. When I was, like, 8 or 9, I used to watch a ton of, like, music videos while, like, I play Minecraft or something. And I eventually found out about, like, Vivo had, like, an electronic music category. And I would, like, go through the Vivo electronic music videos all the time. And one of the ones that always stuck out to me as being one of my favorites was for the song Broken Flowers by Danielle Harrell. Little did I know that this song was one of the very first PC music releases, being released back in 2015. And I think that it's really fascinating how, you know, I was listening to it all the way back then, over 10 years ago at this point, and it still really has, like, just caught my attention to this day. Another really frequent earlier collaborator is the artist Sophie, who I've talked about before on the show. And I think that her music was similarly innovative and also focusing on pushing music to its extremes, and has a very distinct sound that I think really only Danny, El Harrell, Sophie, and A.G. Cook have, of this almost, like, it's a little high-pitched, and it's a very nostalgic sound, and both these songs, as well as the other PC music songs we'll be playing later, have. So, up next is Broken Flowers by Danielle Harrell, and Motor Action, Sophie and A.G. Cook remix by Yell.
Showers, there's nothing I can see. Lying awake for hours, time stands still around me. Teardrops feel like showers. I thought I was free. Lying awake for hours with Jesse broken flowers. Teardrops feel like showers. There's nothing I can see. Lying awake for hours, time stands still around me. Teardrops feel like showers. I thought I was free. Lying awake for hours with Jesse broken flowers. I
pas, il marche au pas. Je veux de la chaleur, il me donne du froid. Action moteur, c'est enfin là. Je vais savourer l'art, n'appartient qu'à moi.
I think another thing that makes PC music really special is kind of like the... A lot of their music really is inspired by cultures almost everywhere. I think there's definitely a very like British like root to a lot of the music. But I think that it's also fascinating how like they would have pulled in sounds from so many different areas into their music. A lot of the next few songs, they're from all over the world. And I think that, you know, helped to inspire the music. First off, I wanted to play My Egyptian Lover by Nadia O, produced by Space Cowboy. Nadia O is a Persian-British artist who had two albums come out in the early 2010s that I think really encapsulate a lot of, like, the cliches of the time. And I'm absolutely obsessed specifically with her debut album, Hot Like Wow. I think My Egyptian Lover is a very campy track with such a unique sound that I really have not heard any other song with, like, almost playing on, like, a, like, stereotypical Egyptian riff, and I just think it's such a fascinating song. I also want to play $20 by MIA. I think that she's another artist who's done a fantastic job of bringing, like, you know, like, a Sri Lankan sound to her music, a Sri Lankan sound to her electronic music. So, next up is My Egyptian Lover by Nadia O and $20 by MIA.
Time, yeah. And come mission like there is no other. There is no other. I see you, boy, but you don't holler at me. I think you're shy. I show you what to do. I'll be your dog. Come to you when you call me. Just close your eyes and dance with me tonight. You make me hot. You got me going crazy. You blow my mind. Yeah, I make my heart go boom. Stop acting shady on me. I'm wasting time. And you can take me on your magic carpet ride. My Egyptian lover. 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 There is no other. There is no other.
Where?
Before I play some more songs that I think inspire PC music, I want to play one of my early favorites. One of the first acts that they did start to prop up was the artist Hannah Diamond. Similarly to a lot of the other artists, well, actually, it's because all of the early artists are British. I was going to say that she's also British, but again, all the early artists were British because it is a British label. And I think her music was like uniquely upbeat. She actually worked as a photographer for the label and was a photographer outside of doing music. One of the main ethos of PC music is to give people who aren't typically musicians like the access to create these personas and these worlds through a song or two. And Hannah Diamond was one of the first people who did this too. So I want to play Every Night by Hannah Diamond. For the next three songs, I want to go back to talking about some more international songs I think really inspired PC music, just because it is almost like a synthesis of so much online. One of my favorite J-pop songs is the song Electro World by the band Perfume. I think it has this really fascinating and similar vocal effect to a lot of other PC music songs, but it also just makes me feel like very nostalgic. The song came out in around the mid-2000s, and I think transports the listener back to that time. And I think that the way in which sonic imagery is used is just really fascinating. Another act that I really enjoy and think people don't talk about enough is the band Numai 2. Known for the Noma Noma A song, Ozone is one of my favorite Eurodance bands. And the first time I heard Disco Zone, I was absolutely blown away. All I knew going into it was the Numai Numai A song, but I didn't realize that so much of their other discography is really incredible, and I think just really fascinating, and perhaps dated, but still really good Eurodance. Finally, I wanted to play one of the artists known for really innovating in electronic music to give it a lot of emotion and personality, and kind of fighting for electronic and pop music to be seen and taken seriously. Off the album Homogenic, I want to play Pluto by Bjork, which was my favorite song by her for a while. I think it's a little bit crazier than a lot of the other songs I have on here, just because it is mostly her screaming, but I just think the song is incredible. Anyway, next up is Electro World by Perfume, Numai 2 by Ozone, and Pluto by Bjork. We'll be right back. So to end off the show, I wanted to play one of my favorite PC music songs from like the earlier days. After being around for 2 or 3 years, the label ended up releasing a compilation album called PC Music Volume 1 that showcased a bunch of like the songs that they'd put out. At this time, a lot of it was still based around artists who were almost seen as like products. So most artists only had one or two songs out, and a lot of like the true identity of like the producers, the people actually making the music, was hidden behind these personas. They rarely ever did interviews during this time, and a lot of the music was definitely, I feel like it was less personal until some of their later music. But I think that still there was like, it might have been felt very personal, but there's very much a lot of emotion put into the music. So I want to end off with one of the final songs, or I guess the final song of the day, of one of what I think is one of my favorite songs. I think exemplifies kind of like the sound that a lot of early PC music had. So to finish off today, I want to play Bronze by Thy Slaughter. Have a wonderful day, and I'll see you next week for when we talk about more of the music that was made in the middle and latter parts of the label.